Here we go.
Tell me he was outside.
Yeah, man. What's going on, world? Music Jones Podcast. We back. Doogie.
Turn me up, son B.
Missed you last week, brother.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I couldn't hear it.
Oh, shit.
Not really. Y'all can, now I can.
Yeah, man. We missed you last week. The pod guys did me dirty.
What happened?
Kendrick dropped the video an hour after I recorded and shit. So, you know.
Oh, he did drop that on the Thursday. That was last week?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it felt like forever ago.
Talking about scam, scam, scam.
Yeah.
As soon as we get home.
Wally June.
What's happening?
Welcome back, brother.
Appreciate you.
No, I ain't mean to say welcome back. Thank you for being here again today.
Absolutely.
High Star. Got a special guest in the building.
It's good, man.
I ain't good with introductions and shit.
Please,
he's a friend of the show. He's been on a couple times, but he emails and, you know, he a real music guy. So, and he's actually a DJ.
Avid listener too. I'll be waiting for the drops.
Appreciate it, man. Be easy.
Chill.
What's happening?
Early.
I called him the other day. I don't know what I was calling. Oh, I was calling to laugh at some shit I saw, but some country shit.
Oh, but yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but that's off mic story.
Yeah.
How was your week?
Tiring. We here.
It was tiring.
Mm-hmm. All praises due.
But yeah, man, we left out of the studio last week, and I shot back to Columbia, got home. Soon as I pulled in the yard, I would just pull my phone out because I was going on YouTube to see if Country Wayne dropped any more videos that day, right?
Oh, you a Country Wayne avid fan?
Yeah, man. Got some good skits. You know, you should watch some of them. I guarantee you'll enjoy them.
He funny. I like Desi too.
Yeah. All the niggas.
A lot of niggas funny,
man,
though.
Yeah, I be on YouTube and I just let that shit, you know, go through all them shits, man. But
Jeremiah Phillips funny as fuck too.
I pulled out my phone and went on YouTube, man. Not Like Us. I said, damn, the video came out. So immediately I'm like, how many views?
That shit was crazy by the time I saw it.
It was an hour after I saw it when it came out.
It was like 10 million by an hour, right?
No, it was at 1.3. When I called you, you told me it was at 800,000 in less than an hour.
I see dead people.
Then you said, when I called you, I was like, he was like, what is that now? I was like 1.3. So this was in an hour. So I, you know, I kept a track. I watched it, and I watched it for a few hours.
And it said it wasn't bots. Academic Autumn Boys. Yeah, they were like real organic.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Listen. So I took
screenshots.
I went on YouTube the next couple hours, and I took a screenshot.
Right.
And 2 hours in, it had been up for 2 hours. It was at 3.4 million.
I watched that shit on every device in my house within an hour.
And 5 hours.
Like showing motherfuckers. Y'all ain't see Kendrick Lamar? It's over.
It was at 5.8 million. 14 hours, it was at 13 million. Because I fell asleep and I woke up, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like.
When I was watching that shit
at 40 million
time,
now.
That shit had me like, you know how you might 40. Go to church and hear a church song and make you feel good in your eyes? That shit had me feeling like that inside. Yeah. I don't know why. But for real,
it's a dope ass song, but the visual is just.
Oh, the color visual when his baby God. Mama was blood walking.
Oh, yeah. Man, I told niggas that was blood walking.
Yeah.
Shout out to Doogie.
They don't know the difference?
Nah, they don't. Everybody say crip walking.
But YG blood walk all the time.
Yeah, but she was doing a little.
That little spinning and shit.
Yeah. YG do that shit at all his shit.
They don't. They all call all that blood crip walking.
Yeah, that's just because they don't know.
They don't know. Yeah. We know him.
Yeah.
We got the teacher.
Yeah. He talking about the teacher. Nah, you know, I got my other teacher too. Hey. My little cousin Darnell. Shout out Darnell.
One of our classmates, she posted a fake obituary for Ricky. And Ricky died, and his funeral they had to address. It was a real church. And where he died, it was in the '30s. So you know what I'm saying. I had to shout out the '30s. You know what I'm saying. You know,
I had Rick from Boys and Hood.
Yeah.
They're from like Crenshaw and Slauson.
Yeah, they're from Crenshaw. He was there from Crenshaw, but you know what I'm saying. The church was in the '30s. Way that, you know what I'm saying. So you know,
oh man,
we know their affiliation.
But
common sense would tell you that what she was doing because Kendrick blood. You know,
that's what
she
I was
definitely
saying.
Not gonna be crip walking,
but people don't. A lot of people don't know his affiliation still.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's hard not to know at this point.
If you listen to his music, I think if you're just looking at him, you wouldn't know.
Looking at him, you wouldn't.
I didn't think about it until you said it one day, even before you said Treetop or whatever. Before you said it, and I was like, I don't know why I thought it was.
You kind of tell from his music, and then like I saw a documentary Noisy did. It went to
tell me the one on Vice.
Yeah, Vice. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I saw.
Like you gotta go to Bump and whatever.
Yeah,
man. But the video, as a whole, I mean, I enjoyed it. The visuals, the messaging, everything. It was just that's fucking hip hop, man. That's.
They say like the Tams Burger thing. You think about it, that's the third spot. Yep. Kendrick made hot after the new Hocaine, Lucali's Pizza in Brooklyn, and in this spot.
This nigga, they said that motherfucker eat that bitch. Yeah, what's your man name?
Keith Lee, this shit out.
Yeah.
They put a mural on the side of Tams.
Yeah, they did. I saw that. Yeah, so he got a lifetime.
I like the visual wise because I know a lot of the LA, you know, the people out there and shit just from. You know, YouTube and wherever we got motion, all of them was in the video.
Yeah.
That what I like more than anything.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Kind of like it bringing LA, you know.
Yeah. That shit was dope, man.
DeRozan.
That shit was dope.
Mm-hmm. That was real hard, the DeRozan shit.
That nigga say, fuck it, I got to sign with any team in California, man. Fuck that shit. Yeah, nigga sign with the Kings. Fuck it, I got to get back to Cali.
The Lakers want
to
give me a chili.
Yeah, I got to get back to Cali, man.
Was it? I thought he just chose because after he signed with them, LeBron put out a post like, "I guess it's me."
Nah, just Lakers don't want to give him that money. They really can't afford to, for real.
They had to give LeBron what kind of money they got.
They had to give it to Bron, bro.
Well, Bron told him, you know, if y'all go get somebody, then y'all gotta give me all the bread. Shit, when he seen everybody off the board, shit, give my money too.
He doing a Kobe.
Yeah,
he doing a Kobe. Yeah. But I like the video though. Watching it, I was like, it's something I ain't catching. Some kind of subliminals or whatever. Yeah. I'ma just enjoy the video for the video.
Y'all know Tommy the Clown.
I know Tommy. Yeah. You know Tommy
created the Clown. Created all that damn
the clown and shit. Yeah.
I recognize Keita the Great. He was one of the dancers. You know, he got viral off of he was a little kid
in the gym.
He done grown up.
Yeah, on the Tommy shit. Yeah.
Always Shit, I think that was the song that he was dancing to. Future Shit.
Probably, yeah. In the video.
Yeah,
where he's in the gym.
Yeah.
He killed that shit too, man. Yeah. He killed that shit. But yeah, Kendrick did a good thing for me
Drake
for the
go
culture
for
period.
Where Drake go now?
What do you mean?
I mean, just go back to singing and just leave it alone. I heard you talking about dropping another track. Or
he need to, man.
No, like,
he
don't.
No. What I'm saying is,
if he do that Man in the Mirror shit, he gonna fuck up.
He should have been making music.
Let it go.
He should have been kept just making his music. Because the thing that saved Ross when Ross was going against 50, out of all of that shit, what 50 was doing, which could have killed a whole lot of other people, while you a cop, you this, that, you ain't no real Rick Ross, whatever. He just kept making his music. And Drake should have just kept making his music. No matter what kind, he just kept putting stuff out. But them little subliminal Instagram posts and shit, that ain't did it.
And now he look like his daddy on that last little picture with his face sagging. I said, Drake on some jukebox at Rick Rubin party.
Yeah.
That face been sad. He look sad, boy.
They say he been on drugs real bad. Anyway.
Then he just lost 15.
Yeah, on the fight.
On that fight, and that going to what Kendrick was saying about he got a gambling addiction. But people were saying, like, I don't know if y'all heard this, but I was listening to a lot of podcasts throughout the week, and they were saying, like, Kendrick basically knew that they was going to have that party.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped while the party was going on, and there were people saying that people was at the party watching the video.
Yeah.
And he was there while they were watching the video. Like, that shit gotta be like, what y'all watching? Oh, nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I think all that played.
And I think it was dope. Kendrick dropped that shit on the 4th of July, and other shit was on the other thing.
That's the wild shit. Call it, man, colonizer on the 4th of July.
Yep.
Man, listen, it's all kind of subliminal shit
throughout
the whole fucking thing.
Y'all thought anything of the shipping containers?
Yeah, you know? All I could think about was the wire when they found all them Russian kids in that motherfucker.
I ain't even put the wire with it, and I'm a wire nigga.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Then it's a whole lot of stuff like
him hopscotching on
the 8 Mile part.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
Yeah.
Nigga be at the playground. Wait.
Y'all heard the
that's fucked
at the beginning the knocking part.
Yeah.
Y'all heard about
that? That's how I knock.
But yeah, but did you know it had a like a racist meaning?
I didn't know it had
meaning
a meaning to it.
I heard something about it mean like some Illuminati type shit.
Nah, they said there was some back when the slaves.
Oh, yeah. I do remember.
The cakewalk.
Cake
shit.
Yeah, the cakewalk.
I never knew that's why they call it a cakewalk. Like, that shit crazy. And then.
Oh, we used to cut up for cake.
Yeah. So they got there, go in there and imitate the motherfuckers.
And imitate them. And then they had the video of them, like.
At a beach or something, man.
Well, no, it was a. They was kind of dressed up, but they said. The cakewalk shit was basically black people imitating like how sedated white people, how they be moving around.
Yeah.
And then in the video, it showed them like going around in a little circle, just like, bro, like how do you think about that kind of shit, bro?
He into it. He know where he come from.
He deep.
Bro, that's crazy. What if all of this shit is just a coincidence? Like, what if he ain't even thought that deep into none of that shit?
And it just happened. And he just
happening in his favor.
And they speaking to us through him then.
Cause like I saw somebody say they knew that the little knock was a something 2-bit shit, right?
Yeah.
But so all right, let's say like you know that, but to know it go further into the racist type shit, like to know that shit and then to put it with that shit crazy to me, bro.
Yeah, he
like how dumb am I?
he putting the shit out there, man. I guess he just want us to be knowledgeable, man. Knowledge himself.
Guess who I was seen riding a bike in New York taking pictures?
J. Cole.
Not bothered by none of that shit.
At peace.
Successfully, gracefully bowed out.
Gracefully bowed out. Because, I mean, Kendrick got nigga everything in that video, dog. And I know he seen it. Ain't no way he hasn't seen it.
He probably would try to attack J. Cole the same way.
He probably tried to do a cease and desist. Because
he mixed
it. Maybe. It's very possible.
But J. Cole ain't really no like.
He ain't no cool colonizer nigga. Type
yeah,
shit.
He really not.
Yeah, J. Cole would do his own thing.
That wouldn't have been no good battle, I don't think.
No, it wouldn't have been. Like even
them going against each other.
Even when that shit had first came out and y'all did y'all show, I said on the show, like, I was like, I didn't feel like J. Cole had his heart in it.
It couldn't have been.
His heart wasn't in it.
It couldn't have been.
Like, he wasn't a part of it.
Nah. Like, this shit just feel totally different.
I just don't. That
then him
it
just
ain't
getting
character.
On a song with a nigga smoking a nigga on that song.
Yeah, it ain't his character.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He'd rather do it like that.
He rap, but he ain't really know, you know.
Yeah.
What's that song? I don't know the name of it, but he at the last verse, he talk about white people taking the sound of rap. Eminem, so-and-so, you know what I'm saying? He basically speak on that shit on one song, J. Cole.
J. Cole, yeah.
I don't know what song.
Because it come on, he be like, yo. I had heard.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He about to come out with some dope shit, too.
Drive.
Yeah, that's on that album.
It's
but so he been kind of speaking on the same shit. Huh?
He going to come out with another masterpiece.
Yeah. He going to have to.
None of his last albums ain't
him. Like, they been seeing him writing in New York and shit. Like, he back, like, riding the bike. They just spot a nigga. He just writing down some shit. Like, yeah, Cole finna dance.
Yeah, he got to, his next shit gotta be like out of this world. Gotta be.
All his shit do be kind of like out of this world though.
I ain't never really heard no bad J. Cole.
He bopped out of that that battle so quick. Shit, he gotta have some shit coming back.
Even people before he did that, people were saying that mixtape was dope though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but a lot of people just didn't like that bow out.
Yeah, but it ain't my decision to agree. I mean, you know, I have my opinion, but
everybody can't fight on the lie.
Yeah, they can't, cause he wasn't with it. So
that ain't really who the beef was with anyway.
It was. Yeah, and like
Kendrick and J. Cole don't got no problems.
I think Schoolboy did tell him like, "Hey man, just get out of there."
Yeah,
just get out of there, man. I think
Schoolboy real enough.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. But yeah, man, if y'all hadn't watched the video yet, man, y'all go watch that. Not like
the owl. Owl in the
oh my God! Yeah, we forgot. Listen, so was that a Maya Angelou? I know why the cage bird sings.
Damn, nigga, I ain't thought about that.
Was that type of
shit? You know what I thought about a Jay-Z line where he be like, "You'll always be in jail, just minus the bars."
Just minus the bars. Yeah. But or was it all right, nigga? Like, you, I got you now. You caged up.
Guess what
you gonna do?
Somebody else said. What kind of bird is an owl? It's a bird of prey. It's a predator.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You got the owl in jail. You need to be in jail, nigga.
Ooh, that might be it.
But what if he ain't even thought of that? This nigga just right. putting that on right. it. Like, ooh, thank you. I need that. Yeah, point for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just wonder, like, this shit is crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. That was, and then he beat the fucking Al Pinyal.
Now that was, you know, yeah, we know that. Yeah. Only somebody else said this, and I wished it too while the video was on. I wish something would have came out. Yeah. Something like that had something to do with the beef would have been falling out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like that Ozempic or some shit.
That.
Yeah.
Or maybe gambling tickets or something. Yeah. Or
yeah.
Something.
Some pills.
Some pills.
Just some pills. Pills. Bottles of pills.
Bottles of pills. Or, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But shout out.
Y'all tired of the song yet?
Hell no.
I can't get tired of it.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to leave, but.
It's about five times a day.
Yeah. I'm talking about they play the fuck out of that shit on the satellite radio.
They play the fuck out of it on the regular radio too.
Yeah. Oh man,
at least five.
The last thing I wanted to say about the video was that the snippet at the beginning too, though.
That song. Yeah.
Is he gonna make? You think that's coming out as a full song?
I think it'll be on his album. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's gonna have an album.
The beat was tough.
Somebody even broke down. I only heard it, saw this one time, but somebody broke down that and was like, "That's him dissing him again on that little first part." This nigga,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I mean, he go do that probably for the next 3 years.
He should.
Yeah.
He should.
Yeah, but the thing is Drake gonna keep taking his support.
He can do that same show he did in thing to me about for forever.
Talking about with all them LA people?
Yeah.
No, not even like not even
talking about
just
the pop-up.
Oh, just his part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pop-up concert.
Like starting off with Euphoria and going to all that, you know what I'm saying, Pyros and Crips all got along. Uh-huh. Man, look.
All right and all of that. Did he do all right?
Yeah, he did. Like,
you know what's crazy, though?
You hear every word he's saying, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I think, like, bro, I don't know, like, if some of that stuff just coincidence, because the week before all this shit jumped off, we was on this show talking about J. Cole verse Kendrick Lamar in a verses, these songs, that songs, whatever.
We
right
talking about
that
who had
shit,
the most streams.
Yeah, we was talking about
all
that shit.
All three. We was talking about that. About all
we
talking
about Drake too.
Yeah, Drake. We was talking about him too. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Big three.
Yeah,
and then that shit just jumped off.
That shit jumped off, and I'm talking about it jumped off, and this gonna go down as the greatest diss song.
Absolutely.
But it's gonna go. It might be one of the best songs ever. No, this shit, this is a, that the song just dope. The whole fucking song just dope, man.
I
still got it as 1B to Euphoria. Euphoria is 1A to me.
Yeah, true. That Euphoria might be a little bit too
that
long.
That song was better, but just that they know how to cut, just that just a hit.
Yeah.
Cause it got.
But Euphoria, he snapped on that.
He did.
Yeah, that still 1A to me.
That bitch blacked out on that song.
Yeah. I'm talking about he went the fuck off.
They Not Like Us got all of the elements that you need in a song. It ain't too long. Everything somebody can ask for in a song.
It's easy to learn.
Yeah, and like you go through the song, you be like,
"They Not Like Us." Kids know that.
Oh yeah, and they love it too.
And then you go through the song, right? You go through the first two verses. It got, you know, the call and response. Like you say, the kids can learn that shit. And then somebody can get to the first two verses and they critical of that way. He ain't talking about nothing. He ain't spitting nothing real. Right. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Now what you got to say now?
Right.
Bear with me for a second. Let me put y'all on game.
He gonna give you a history lesson real quick.
You ain't got shit to say. You can't say shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Ma, what he meant by that, Ma?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is A minor?
Yeah. He got a little violence in
you. You are A minor.
Dot, fuck him up.
And it's a note.
Yeah. And it's a note. But it's you. That's what he mean.
Every little part of music, like, I heard Jay say this one time. He was like, in all his songs, he tried to put like a little something in it that somebody can sing or either. And he did that with A minor. Wop, 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 wop. You know what I'm saying? He put a few of them in there with like, man, you can't, I don't see how you can hate on that song. Yeah.
You can't.
You can't.
I called my man yesterday and when he picked up, he said, "You think the Bay gonna let you disrespect Pac, nigga?" That's the first thing he said when he picked up the phone.
This shit taking over, man. This shit like, nigga, I'm talking about, I told motherfuckers yesterday 100 times, man. Sometimes you got to pop out a show.
Bro, I say that's
the harder part of the
game. I say that like 4 or 5 times a day. Just,
sometimes you got to pop out a show, niggas, man. Like, and that's some of the realest shit ever. For real. Straight up, man. Sometimes you got to pop out a show, niggas, man.
That's it.
Yeah, man. High Star.
What's happening?
Sports, Carolina Sports Talk. How you feel about Cam and Shakur going back and forth?
Shit. So warranted, first of all, but like as far as their criticism, their initial criticism of Shakur was warranted.
Mm-hmm.
because the platform they on, of course, it got around to him, and then it's embarrassing. It's on YouTube and clipped up like with their production. So he took that shit as a dig. But when you see the footage a day or two later when he talking to Bud Crawford and, and to what's the Christian dude name? Andre Ward.
Yeah.
He talking to them and they post fight and they telling him pretty much the same shit, but in a in a nice way. They telling the nigga like, yo, bro, you picked up the tempo, bro. You wasn't throwing nothing. You wasn't letting your hands go and shit like that.
Yeah, and that shit that's was a old Mason Camp.
Exactly. Like, and that's what niggas are saying. Like, he's showing his hand, like, you know, like, if you bring some kind of valid argument to somebody, it could be a close man's. And they start veering off and saying just weird shit or like bringing up shit that's not related to what you're talking about. You're like, okay, I'm winning. Yeah, exactly. That nigga loud as hell.
He said in his shit, Shakur D, he said Cam and Mace was failed artists and shit. Right?
Shit like that, And a lot of people corrected them right away. And
he was like, what year was this nigga born? 97. Oh, okay, we understand why he feel like that. You know?
But they ain't go out on top.
They didn't, but
neither one
of
them.
They had a decent run.
Yeah, but I mean,
They
ain't go out on top though.
But them in the media space,
he's not right by saying that, but he ain't wrong.
But in the media,
look how Mace went out.
But in the media, that's what they supposed to do. Hell, everybody called it a snooze fest. Dog, we watched the fight.
Yeah, it was serious.
No, I ain't saying. I'm just saying, like when he said that, damn. I guess about them being artists and
he told Shakur, goddamn, I'll slap the fuck out you come in the street with that stupid shit.
I can't get his ass knocked out by that boy.
But now look, if you see a lot of Shakur fights.
Yeah, he can't hit it.
Even like, all right, he gonna throw to score, but he don't be throwing to like do no damage. So
yeah, not at all. Yeah, he a point nigga. he a point nigga. Amen. But yeah, man, I saw that shit.
That's how you win boxing though.
Yeah, nowadays,
any day.
Shit, now Tank got the most points. Forgot we got.
Yeah, I mean that's
Tank
a quick way.
We got Lomo and Tank coming in November. We got Bud next.
Tank
got
to fight somebody.
He get ready to fight Lomachenko.
Yeah, that ain't nobody.
Shit,
that's gonna be
all right.
That's gonna
be all right. He need to fight the little bulldog motherfucker again. That's what gave him got the little Mexican motherfucker be throwing them damn punches.
Who you talking about? Garcia?
No.
Oh, you talking about that little motherfucker. He was a little motherfucker though.
I forgot I think they called him the Bulldog or something.
Yeah,
like
he an ugly little motherfucker too.
That bitch threw hard.
He was rumbling. Yeah, he was rumbling with Tank too. Tank ended
But Tank need to fight somebody. They get to pick and choose.
It ain't too many motherfuckers for him to fight right now.
Just fight the best. Stop fighting niggas that you know you're gonna win.
He fighting the best.
Who we fought that we thought we're gonna win?
Tank?
Nobody.
That's just because Tank is Tank.
Yeah. I mean, I hate boxing now. You just can pick. Floyd did that shit a lot. You can choose and dodge fights.
Yeah. Wait
for somebody to get out of the prime. Then you fight him and shit.
Like, he ain't got, like, all these niggas around the same age. He ain't gonna be able to do that.
Yeah, they all chasing, like, undefeated.
Yeah, they all want to be undefeated. Floyd got the game
for
them.
Shit is, like, impossible. Yeah. Man, for all of them, like, the talent that we got right now, for all of them to be undefeated.
That's why I love Bud. Bud ain't ducking no fade.
And the thing with.
He don't give a fuck who you are.
You see somebody like AB.
Well, but that's one to be that's one to be the man from Dallas.
Right. When some niggas.
Who?
That's the one to be dude from Dallas up.
Beat Spence up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earl Spence couldn't talk after that.
Look like Martin. He looked like Martin after he fought Tommy Hearns.
God damn, bro.
I could have won
punch drunk.
Oh God.
And he a good fighter to me, but he couldn't do shit with Bud, boy.
Them niggas not learning how to lose and come back from losing.
Like, he just that shit. Like, he feel like his career was over. It's one loss, but he got his ass.
Yeah, Bud was just so fast.
That's what it was. Yeah,
he got beat.
Yeah, he got beat.
Bud beat that nigga. Hell yeah, man! But shout out to Carolina Sports Talk, man.
Appreciate that, man.
And Hot Boys was at the Essence Festival. Well, y'all heard about this?
Yeah. You gonna say Hot Boys?
I mean, well,
except Turk.
Except Turk.
That is
right. And Wayne.
Wayne was there.
But Wayne didn't perform.
Perform with them.
That was fucked.
He performed his
set after that.
That was fucked up.
Really? Yeah.
I thought that was
fucked up. And I don't know.
That means something
ain't
right.
I don't know if it's a Turk thing.
I think it's a baby
thing. That shit about money.
It got to be, but I think Wayne didn't do it because Turk ain't do it.
No.
That's what he said.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, because you know Wayne and Turk was Wayne and Turk. Them boys closest in age. They did a lot of shit together.
He could, but he could have performed another night though.
He could have.
Turk was there the next day. Telling me he was giving out some shit. He said something though, but I've seen him on the internet.
So we can go ahead and say we'll never get Hot Boys reunion.
Nope, especially not after what BG said.
Yeah, well, BG said.
What did he say?
Say Turk know what he did last summer or something like that. Oh man, is that what he said?
Nah, he was like, don't nobody. He was like, we can do the Hot Boy tour and nobody miss Turk or some shit.
God. He did say that.
He said Turk is the Latoya Luckett of the group.
That's what he said.
Man.
Yeah.
He said, you know what you did last summer?
Damn.
We ain't even going to speak on that. You hear me, man? You know what you did? When you did it, how you did it when you do it? You hear me?
You hear me?
My round came through like, hey, what's up, baby? You heard me? You seen Turk? I said, hold up. You hear me? I've been there before, yeah. Turk not here, no.
That's the stupid shit they say about BG, too. You got to report before you make an album or something.
Yeah, they got to clear the song, the government or whoever.
Oh, really?
Like, if he make a song, they got to hear the song. Oh, make sure he ain't talking about nothing.
Well, he can't rap none of his shit off his old shit, then.
Well, that's the new shit. Anything else he create.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that got to be some shit. Freedom of speech type shit.
Is so we can safely say that the Hot Boys reunion probably never happened.
Nah, it won't. Okay. And don't know about, well, man, stop.
Because Juvie on tour.
Juvie
right?
Good by himself.
Yeah, I'm going to see Juvie.
We don't care.
I'm going to see
Juvie. Just to let you know.
I'm going to see August 13th, B-Love.
Oh, that is.
Yeah. Where? He going to be in Columbia.
I got, I'm going.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to that.
It's on a Tuesday night.
Wallace.
I'm in Charlotte, too.
I'm coming to Charlotte.
Missed the Locks the other night. We missed the Locks.
Yeah.
Missed the Locks. Grant texted me yesterday. How you let me forget?
Oh, it's somebody I know. She went.
Mm-hmm.
Was it good?
What you think about being?
It's always them boys put on a show, man. Them boys put on a hell of a show.
What you call it gonna be on?
And then this one coming
that Friday, Trap Karaoke.
This one coming after the verses. I know they show different now.
It should be.
After that verses, I know they show. I know Jada can do that freestyle and all of the show at the shows now.
I know he down Locks.
I thought that too. But there was some Jones in there from the video or something.
Oh yeah.
But I'm going to see. I gotta go see. I'm glad you said that. I'm going to see Juvie.
I'm going Juvie too, man.
Probably. Buy my ticket. It'll be my birthday week.
I got you.
I was just fucking with you.
I got you.
You said that quick, though. That's my dog right there. Yeah, I mean, he ain't hesitated.
Got you, B.
He ain't hesitated. I'm going.
Because, you know, I don't think I can. Well.
What?
Nah, I'm going, yeah. I don't know how the venue. I ain't been there since they changed it from the music farm.
Oh, I need to go ahead and buy my ticket soon then. Because that in like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be at Township. Mm-mm. I done said this plenty of times. I thought
we
it was
had this
a
conversation, but they said the Senate.
It used to be Music Farm.
Music Farm.
It's like downtown.
Yeah.
We have been in there.
I don't think you ever went.
Went there to see somebody, ain't it?
Crit? No.
No. We went to Charlotte to see Crit.
No, we went somebody in Columbia. You remember? It was like Walker Flocker and.
No, that wasn't me.
What? No, it was somebody else. Like somebody else on the bill. Walker was just. Oh, that's me and Coon, probably.
It had to be.
It's downtown. It's near where
it's right across from Roof
Chris. Gervais Street.
Okay.
Yeah, over
Senate
there.
Street.
Senate, right?
Yeah. Right across from Roof Chris. Yeah. But I'm going to that though, because I hope he's doing like the live band shit like Face.
Well, you ain't talking about our president getting shot.
Oh, we gonna get into that.
What albums he put out?
You seen the album cover for his shit yet?
Like 50 Cent?
No, he like this the damn thing. I said, bro, boy, that's a hard shirt.
That shit crazy.
Supreme is coming out with that motherfucker.
Oh, but one thing about the it was some. When y'all was talking about the Juvie shit, I watched it the next day. It was on. They didn't stream it live on Prime like they did last year, a Hulu or whatever. But when Juvie was doing his, it's a couple songs where he got Wayne at the beginning, and Juvie was like, "Where Wayne at?" Like that shit just seemed fucked up. And then right after that, Wayne performed or whatever.
Oh yeah, and he ain't come out with.
And then Wayne came. Guess what song Wayne came out to?
What?
Song with the clips.
Oh yeah.
What happened to that boy? No, he did.
Yeah. And then
him and Baby making up a couple weeks ago with some bullshit.
I guess so.
It had to be.
Cause like, why would you play that? And you know what I'm saying, push him and saying
them
shit.
Boys,
baby
them boys been
time.
Them boys been
they probably made up. Baby told him he gonna have the money before I'm gonna get you right before that, you heard me?
And he ain't got
that
right.
Bitch ain't got him right.
Hey.
And you know at the beginning of what happened to that boy,
Wayne done talked to
saying something like clip that like you could hear Baby saying clips. Like they just kept playing that part. That shit, I don't know. I just felt kind of way about it.
Wayne and talk to goddamn.
Are we just becoming a conspiracy theory society?
Yeah. We have.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. It
like
is.
You were talking about the Trump shit.
Yeah.
If, ain't nobody said this is a crazy world. Somebody tried to kill a president.
First thing was it fake.
This shit
stayed.
This shit was
bro,
staged.
And let me tell you, I
they
slept.
Put this shit together.
When them aliens come for real, motherfucker ain't gonna believe that
this
shit.
Fake. I thought that's the I first slept. Thing I
see. Yeah, I thought it came from. I thought somebody did that shit for real.
I was asleep all day yesterday. I didn't wake up till like 10 something. So I looked, you know, check Facebook, whatever. It was like, man, that shit staged. I was like, what the fuck they talking about? I didn't know what they were talking about. I had to scroll and it was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's the prevailing thought is that it was staged. You know what I'm saying?
I guess once you've been tricked so much as a society, though, shit, you don't know what to believe. Everything gonna seem second guess.
But a lot of these people that be talking about we've been tricked, don't even know nothing about the tricks. Like I can see if it's somebody like you that be like looking into all this kind of stuff, really. But it just be people that just be seeing shit on Facebook, and you could tell like this shit fake.
False flag.
Yeah. It be them type of, it ain't nobody like
and
like,
it
really
could have easily been, but I mean that's a grand scale to fake some shit like that on, I think. I mean it could easily, you know.
It could
dog,
be,
this dude threw his fist up after he got shot. Yeah.
They got a little boy and everything.
Hey y'all.
No, bro.
Hey y'all, guess what?
I'm with him. Make
that
America,
motherfucker go win.
Make America great again. I'm with him.
That motherfucker go win.
I'm going to vote for him.
He go win.
So you going to vote for him.
This the first attempt on the president or anybody since fucking Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, since Reagan.
You know what I'm saying? Like these motherfuckers seeing everything in real time.
Real quick too.
Yeah. These kids see all this shit in real time. Now, the kid that did it was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. And then, to be honest, all that shit could be like, just imagine this. All right, say it was fake. All right, they faked the shit, whatever. Something happened to Trump, yeah. Catch a little boy. Here's a shooter right there. Shoot him. He dead. He can't say shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Well, hell, they
that's a narrative to run with.
They took him in, though, right?
No, he no, dead.
They took him in.
It's a video.
I heard that, but then I didn't know.
It's a video that they were in. It was some news place that was out there. They was interviewing this one dude. So the dude was like, they was like, well, how long did it take? He was like, man, it was like 5 minutes from when they saw the guy like crawling up on the roof. Mm-hmm. So he was like, we saw him, we was trying to alert the police or whatever. Police was running around on the ground or whatever. He was like, after about 3 minutes after we done alerted the police, or told the police we saw the dude up there and he got a gun, he shot 5 times. He's like, once they shot him, Secret mm-hmm. Service or whoever shot him. And he was like, well, what happened to him? He was like, they blew his head off. And the dude was like, oh, we can't really confirm that. We can't say that or whatever, but you know.
Yeah, oh yeah, they blew his head off.
They blew his head off.
Yeah.
You best believe that.
What was his ethnicity?
White. Yeah, crack, come on now.
He's Caucasian.
He was white.
Come on now.
I'm glad
we don't got to ask when shit like that happened. Now, come on now.
We got him in Charlotte, no?
Oh yeah,
I heard somebody ride around shooting in Charlotte. Yeah. Nigga on top of a roof.
They took you in Rock Hill.
No, I'm in Charlotte.
You in Charlotte? Yeah.
A nigga on top of a roof sniping motherfuckers at a Trump rally. Oh, you know who that is?
Ain't no
black person. Come on now,
get by.
Because you said somebody pointed them out. If it was a black person scaling a wall or something like that, they would have damn
a Muslim person.
A black person driving up there.
Period. Yeah, in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Depending on where in Pennsylvania. Because they could have thought he was a stealer.
They shot that nigga too.
They shot LeVon Kirkland.
Yeah,
Jerome Bettis.
Mm-hmm. That why when they said about them niggas in D.C., them D.C. snipers, them niggas weren't doing that shit, man. Even though it was kind of like some other ethnicity or whatever, but.
Yeah. What shit?
That ain't no nigga jobs.
Talking about the D.C. snipers?
Yeah.
No, they was in a box shed. They was in a box shed.
I thought they was niggas.
Yeah, they were two niggas.
Like they were like from foreign niggas.
No, they was from here.
No, they were.
They was
Lee Malvo and remember?
No, Lee Malvo was the son.
That was his stepson. You ain't never been on no slavery last name Malvo.
No, that was his stepson though.
That ain't James or Jones.
What was the
Bill Branch?
Something Muhammad. No, Muhammad.
Yeah, Muhammad something else.
But he had turned Muslim.
Them ain't real niggas, they.
Yeah, that Charlotte shit was like the Son of Sam or whatever.
Right.
Nigga, that was 2 or 3 nights in a row, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
Right around
El
the same
son
time.
Of El Samuel.
They just going around shooting motherfuckers.
They was Mexicans.
Like, let me take my black ass.
They was Mexican?
Yeah. They was Mexican.
Two of them.
Oh, really?
16 and 18.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Spanish or Mexican?
You know what, you're right.
Probably, I don't know if they documented either.
Mexican.
Without papers.
See, that could be. That could be, see, I feel like that could be a conspiracy. You could put a conspiracy on everything. So, all right, let's say like them dudes was Spanish or whatever. That could be a conspiracy. The way, well, we need more stronger borders because y'all got exactly. undocumented mm-hmm. motherfuckers over here. Mm-hmm. You can make a conspiracy about everything.
That's what the government do. They're going to ride on it. I started watching that The Boys shit you was telling me about.
The show The Boys?
Mm-hmm.
How you like it? It's wild.
It's good though. I'm still on the first season, but it kind of like that's how the world kind of is to me. They'll make an event happen. You feel me? Just mm-hmm. All right, we got to go ride on this lie.
They did that in the first season. They doing that in the first season?
With the little mutant shit that's over there in the damn thing.
In the other season. Oh, yeah.
But it had to come out via. They had to get it from y'all.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. And they doing it more now. Like they really spelling it out. I forgot they did that. Yeah. But
they just make a problem so they can be the solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they do. Mm-hmm.
Last thing about the Essence Fest, y'all saw Busta.
Mm-hmm.
How he
flipped by the phones.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He did what?
Flipped out because he wanted motherfuckers to enjoy the moment and not be recording.
So and be on their feet.
Yeah, and what's that stand Drake up.
Bar? You better leave that compound V alone.
What's that Drake bar? Said Ozempic got Ozempic. Side effects the doctor ain't never told y'all.
I don't know if he on Ozempic or not.
He on something. Olympics or something.
Never told y'all.
Olympics.
Two weeks ago he was slim.
Yeah. Now he got
Essence, he got a pot
belly. Heineken beer mm-hmm. belly.
Yeah.
That quick.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man.
He bust around like a teenager in one of them pictures I seen.
Yeah, with that white on.
His head still was big, but his body was lollipop.
I don't know what he on. But these weird devices.
But
I hate when somebody try them artists try to tell somebody what to do at their
at shows.
You know,
yeah.
I paid for this, right?
Right. your money is there. Yeah.
I do what I please.
Yeah.
I can boo you if I want to, nigga.
Like if we keeping it all the way 1,000, I don't like that shit at church either.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be at church, bro, and I'm sitting down, bro. I'm gonna be honest, bro. Don't tell me to just get up. Yeah. Like everybody looking at you, putting the pressure on you and shit. No, bro. Nah.
When they
I'm
go to honest, praying bro. For a long time, they got to
yeah, bro. I'ma sit back.
I'ma sit down like the kids. Let the kids sit out the wall. Yeah, okay, now I'm sure.
Nah, man.
He going. Sorry, bro. He's talking sorry, to God bro. Too long.
Don't tell me to everybody get up. No, bro.
Oh man.
You may be seated.
Or like, even at the concerts, they say, make noise. The crowd done made noise. You know that's what you're going to juice out of the crowd. Yeah. But then, nah, that ain't good enough. You know what I'm saying? And try to recharge it up, nigga.
Y'all anti-black. Because only rappers be doing that shit. They give you all kinds of instructions and shit. Like you say, y'all done paid, but now I got to put my hands where you can see.
Yeah,
wave them through the air.
All
like I just don't care.
Well, put you know,
maybe up. I care.
MC moving the crowd.
True indeed.
Say yeah.
That's where it come from.
And say yeah.
Say yeah.
Put your body.
Hell up. Yeah.
Now somebody.
Body over here.
Somebody
that
scream.
That nigga should have started doing the old school shit out there. Buster.
Left side.
Hola, hola, hola.
Yeah, they got right. Hell yeah. The old folk got that
the
one.
The Essence Festival, you got to test them out.
Yeah, man. You got to see where you go. You got to test
it. Beat them Johns at Essence Festival.
I'm going next year.
Yeah, I want to go this year.
I'm going next year.
It beat them tings out there, boy.
What?
They be
what the hell you talking
about? Horny, too. It be big horny.
You going to get you a rich auntie out that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm, because they got flight money.
Yeah. Everybody out there got a little bit of
don't
chicken.
Make too many rights. Now you might go over there with Brian Gangsta Williams and Mosquito them boys at.
Yeah. Giggity.
True.
Hey. The interview from the shop. Mm-hmm. Sexy Red, 3000. Who else was on there?
The guy from
Paul,
Fear of God.
Rich Paul.
Well, they always on there.
Yeah, Fear of God. Some biker.
Mm-hmm.
Some Chinese lady. She was pretty funny though.
She came on last. Yeah. She was fun. Her jokes were so fast until they was going
so
over their head.
Yep.
Yeah.
She can't even talk good English, but she was funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Bro.
I like her brand of comedy because it was like that's how I like when people like kind of talk shit about they self a little mm-hmm. bit. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Sexy Red was on there and I did see a clip where she was talking about some shit and 3000 was telling her to just keep going, you know, keep pushing.
You could tell they really didn't want to, like, they were just respecting her because she young and she hot and they don't want to just lose the shit they got. But they were pretty much talking over her the whole time. She wanted
yeah, they
just,
were. I don't think.
Like, almost don't, like, get your shit off, but goddamn. Mm-hmm. All right, we're coming back. Now we're going back to real
shit. But part of that, though, is like, what really can somebody 20 years younger than them add to the conversation?
Mm-hmm. A lot if you got goddamn common sense. You should just, you remember how she was talking?
Shit, she might like, be 30 years
younger. I'd be like, period. And I'd be like, because I didn't do that. I believe in myself. Like, I'd be like, nobody can't fuck with me. Like, I'd be like, period. I'd be like,
nobody want to hear that. You talking to Andre 3000 and, you know, motherfucker who got a broad vocabulary and shit. And what you saying about it? So, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, I'd be like, period.
Hey, man, come
that's
on,
the, that's the only thing, like.
She just too good. Like, I like it, but.
She
just not with them people. Like, you had on there with a whole bunch of other ghetto motherfuckers. Cool,
but her perspective wasn't bad, but just in that setting, mm-hmm. it didn't kind of fit. Cause Andre 3000, even though he country and southern, he real articulate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What was the that was Rich? That wasn't Rich Paul. That was Rich Paul. Mm-hmm. The way he talked about stuff, even the questions he asked, they was mm-hmm. asking like kind of deep questions mm-hmm. or whatever. So,
what y'all thought about the Pimp C part?
I gotta get to that.
Pimp C been wrong a lot.
But
I was say I ain't know if I was jumping the Sexy Red shit though.
Huh?
I ain't know if I was jumping the Sexy Red shit.
Oh no, you good? You good? Yeah. I mean, she, like Doogie said, she said whatever she said in there.
Yeah.
But I ain't really checking.
They said LeBron get a whole $15 million after the shit.
We geared to get for being on that shit.
I don't know why they say he gave $15 million.
Ooh, I don't believe that.
Shit up now. Man, come on, man.
I don't believe that.
Oh God.
Now that's a conspiracy.
Hold on.
I don't believe that.
Pull up that International Players Anthem real quick if you can, bro. But 3000. June sent me the shit with they got to talking about. He asked him about.
I heard another
the song.
He went more in depth on that shit. Another interview. He was like, they ain't wanted him to be on the shit because he did that shit. And then Dre was like, man,
I
don't want to be on that shit if y'all take this out.
Ooh, yeah, ooh. Pimp C. No, Pimp C. He said they sent him the beat. He said he took the beat out, took the drums out,
mm-hmm.
and recorded his part and sent it back. And he say Pimp C would piss. Oh, hell no, man. Who this motherfucker think he is, man? Fucking with my shit, man. You know how pimp get, nigga. The pimp get to it. Really? Motherfucker, who the fuck this nigga? So they was like, you know, say Bun told him, like, hey, man, just listen to it. And then, like, him doing it like that. Say, then when your part come in, that beat drop. He said, man, that shit go crazy.
Right.
And I don't know if that how 3000 was looking at it. If he even knew the song was gonna be structured like that,
well, he had the song,
and he just
Oh, so they had finished their part.
Yeah, he said, because he said on an interview something
If he recorded his part last, then that's genius.
Because he said they like fucking genius. Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead, Wallace.
No, I feel like he knew it. I mean, you know,
I mean, but that's him. Like, he musical like that.
Because he said all of the everybody else song was like everybody else parts was like they kind of talking shit about their women or talking about pimping and all that, but. Yeah. He ain't into that, so he gonna talk about it from his perspective or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
And I'm talking about the shit worked out. The shit was beautiful. I'm just glad the pimp say, man, fuck it, man. We'll see what it do, man.
What else has he been wrong with, or what has he said no to and they didn't do, which could have been hot? Because he said the same shit about Big Pimpin.
Yeah, because Jay-Z said the shit about getting hit in the truck and shit.
I ain't never seen Pimp C fight nobody. Pimp C might be like Tupac.
What do you mean?
I mean, that he talk shit real good.
He might be. He probably is.
I ain't never heard no lizard. Because he play like fighting nobody
17 else. Instruments
like,
and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Squabbling on nobody.
He might be like Tupac.
He might be.
Oh, Pimp C?
He just sold crack since he was 15.
He sold what?
Crack.
Till he was 15?
Since he was 15.
You believe that?
Yeah.
I do too. And then he was on that pout, like on
when he stopped playing piano.
Shit, he never stopped playing.
Oh.
But just got into the streets. He just selling crack. I think he just got into the streets.
I stopped playing piano when I was 6. Then I started selling.
It said
I played the trumpet.
So LeBron, what was the beef with Jay-Z though? With Pimp?
So he thought the song was corny.
New York ass song.
Yeah,
nigga.
I thought it's cause he fucked with Pac type shit or whatever.
That was part of it too.
Okay.
Cause Pac said some shit.
That's why Pimp didn't do the video with them.
Right.
Yeah. He did the video.
Like his scene
by himself.
Right.
Yeah.
That too bad decision he done made in life.
Man, they made him. You know
I mean, but
so
shit, at least he didn't go back and add the drums to Dre Paul. At least he let it ride.
But
thank God
saying,
he let it ride.
He got overturned with these two things, but what else has he that he's like, no, and I ain't doing
what
it.
What else he done fucked up on?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we'll never know.
He somebody crashed the blue and bought a red.
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah. And he ain't from Houston, so it don't matter.
You pulled off.
Huh?
Pulled off.
Pulled off.
Yeah, PAT.
Pulled off.
Yeah.
right by the ocean, nigga. We get it.
I wonder
if
somebody
boat.
Told him not to say that shit about Jeezy.
Who? Told him not to say what?
He was wrong on that.
He was wrong about Jeezy. About them imaginary numbers, man. They come from down here, man.
That ain't even the East Coast. I mean, they ain't the side. That the East Coast. I get off on the Eastern time.
That ain't the side.
Dude, if this ain't the South, slavery ain't starting no goddamn Texas, fool. The fuck if this ain't the South? No, you talking about him,
17.5 imaginary numbers.
Yeah. He was on G's ass.
When I seen him wearing a book bag with his pants leg rolled up, man. Damn, everybody did that. Come see LL Cool J.
I know niggas still do that.
I know niggas still do that.
In the house.
You never watched In the House before?
Yeah, in the house.
God damn it, it can't make it. Right. Man,
we can't get away from
you
it.
You can't make this shit up.
Y'all bring me around somebody
can't
with
make
their pants.
We'll tell y'all, Mike.
I'm on their ass. You better bring me around.
Remind us. Yeah.
But LeBron did say they were asking Andre like, about like then when I said Ray got me too, they was asking about like whenever you like, he asked LeBron when you get in the mode, you lose it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I'm out of body. He was asking Dre about it.
Yeah.
And they asked Dre like something, but they told him Dre that their two favorite verses was with him that
I forgot
the Sorry with T.I. Mm-hmm.
T.I. Yeah,
which is crazy, and that Donda with Kanye.
Yeah.
I said, oh yeah, he killed both of them. And then LeBron, like, matter of fact, put this in my phone, listen to both of them joints on the way home. Yeah. Now, like,
but I. His verse off Synthesizer might have been more
Synthesizer Microwave.
I think it's the beats on them two songs.
Yeah,
right,
but it was at that point in time the shit he talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a new nose, just pick your color. A yellow, red, or black, or blue.
16 and 9.
The verse that got everybody
That Sorry verse is hard on
that.
That's a hard song, period.
Well, who song is
his
that?
Later verses.
That's the one where he really told the world why he left and shit.
With his later verses is like, he like, I'm only stepping out a couple times every couple years or whatever. So I'm going to give y'all niggas like 32, 64 bars or whatever like that.
They asked him about, they said, his verse on What a Job. It was like,
oh,
that's
God.
Another one too.
Oh God.
He was telling how like Devin was in a group. Somebody else before that shit. Him and Big Boy was influenced by Devin.
Uh-huh.
So when Devin called him to do that song, he like, bruh,
I got
me and Big was listening to y'all ass when y'all was in this whatever group before you was in with them niggas. Mm-hmm. Like,
I can't remember what the name of that group was.
Yeah, he said the name on that thing too.
Devin don't get respect though.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I don't know why underrated. I used to think he was from the West Coast, but he from Texas.
He from Texas.
I always thought he was from Texas.
He from Houston.
One of my favorite drinks.
We got two Jones in this motherfucker. Go ahead.
Nah, I was saying, I can't wait. That's one of my favorite Dre verses.
Yeah, but Dre, that What a Job verse.
Yeah,
that shit was so fucking cold.
Them stories he was telling, like rest in peace Rico and all of that. Like as far as drawing the picture or painting the picture, like you know, when niggas saw the documentary if they seen any stuff, you know, with Organized Noise and shit. But like the way he described it and like break it down, like niggas. Was really thumping and quaking music while his little sisters had to go to school the next day, shit like that.
That
is
was,
crazy.
But what's crazy though, back in the day, like at that time, we talking about Atlanta, like you know, everybody house in A pretty much built on out the ground. They got them basements. So before motherfucker was getting that shit renovated, it was clay dirt on the bottom of that bitch for real.
Yeah.
The shit under there, you know what I'm saying? The basement just some damn way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was something too. They was talking about how his mama. Rico mama had to be the cool mama.
Mm-hmm.
If it was anybody else, they wouldn't have been organized.
They wouldn't have made it.
Which is crazy.
Yep.
I like when he said that they was asking about how they get their style. He was like, man, we just so locked into that music in the basement. Like, shit, it was just us.
Just
so
doing shit.
We ain't know, you know what I'm saying, how this person was dressing or whatever the shit was. We just doing our own shit, nigga. We just, you know what I'm saying?
That's kind of what I miss about the pre-internet
world.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everybody had their
own
shit.
I just asked about if y'all miss regional shit.
I remember when it was a time like a little bit, like maybe like a school semester when Ron Hill, like people was wearing cleats.
Mm-hmm.
As soccer, like there was one soccer cleats, like you know what I'm
school.
Saying, the school.
Yeah,
and it's a picture of somebody was at like a car dealership or whatever, and a girl got out. She had on like soccer cleats,
yeah,
or whatever. And that just made me think of that.
Yeah,
like,
we used to do that shit.
Yeah,
we used to wear soccer cleats. To school.
I remember you used to tell or somebody was from by how they dress.
Yeah, only place really kind of like that still is like DC. Like when I moved up to that area, or whatever, like DC, like I had on like Timbs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we don't. You ain't from around here. It's like we don't wear Timbs. We wear Nike boots. You know what I'm saying?
ACG. That's how Atlanta is though. Yeah. They just started wearing Tim. They wear ACG. Look that motherfucker.
I thought I was gonna kill it. I had some fresh Air Force Ones or whatever. It's like, you wear A1s? Like, we don't wear them.
New Bounces.
New Bounces. 990s.
Some foam pods.
Yeah, foams. Yeah. So, it's some places still got their own little thing, whatever. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you really can't tell with nobody foam, like you say.
Be more, be Under Armour down.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's what they wearing at?
Because that's where you from.
And then I remember, you remember, like, you know, but that's we old enough that's to remember. What, yeah, we must protect this house, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. College Park and all of that. That's crazy. You know, it started out of there, out of Trump University of Maryland. So, you know, out there in BMO, they rock that shit like designer.
Yeah.
Word.
Under Armour.
That's crazy.
Right.
Never.
Yeah, man. But Six Red, after the interview and all that, you know, good success, they... a data group put out the numbers from her ticket sales from her tour. I don't know how accurate. I don't know.
It's like 35K or something.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I said you posted some shit like that.
37% or something like that.
Yeah, she posted. She said that's all cap.
She should have had some more bigger people on that. I mean, I know Lo Shimmy. I know the niggas who.
She got Huncho. I was going to want to know who
Huncho
hard. He the next one.
Huncho. I heard her name.
He out of Florida.
Who that is?
Lo Shimmy. He hard though.
Yeah, and Huncho.
Kind of like him and Huncho kind of make kind of the same music.
Yeah, they both on the tour with him.
Yeah.
That's it? Them
Future
two?
Kids? Uh-huh,
them two.
Yeah, Huncho is definitely a future son.
Yeah, he a product of future.
But Lo Shimmy, like, two just kind of like on the Florida vibe, you know, shooting little niggas a little more, ain't more just singing the girls like Hunch do.
Yeah.
But
I don't believe it because they did the same thing with Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Came out with something before her tour. It was like her tour ain't selling. They gonna cancel the tour. And then turn around, you look at every video and every weekend. That shit packed.
Goddamn. Sexy said they hating cause she did it through an independent black owned.
No, see, at first that, oh yeah, 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 yeah. Cause when I first read it, I was like, damn, she talking about the black people. But then I went and read it again. I'm like,
whoever heard.
What is she talking about? Gamma?
Or no,
she's saying something different, like AG about the concert shit. Oh,
yeah,
that she ain't go through like Live Nation and stuff.
Yeah. So they say they hating on it and shit. So, I mean, I'm not. You know, it don't matter to me if she have it or not. I ain't going. And call me Mustang going. I don't know too many other people in my, you know, life.
Most people, girls, going to see her. Like Carver said, them girls love that girl.
And I don't like how people talking about, like,
you can hear 5, 6 of Red songs in the club.
I don't like how people saying, like, her fan base can't afford to go and shit like that. Yeah. But I know a lot of people with money that fuck with 6 of Red, it ain't no.
They can afford to buy a fucking ticket. They're going to Charlotte to see 6 of Red. She come that bitch.
They go flood the city.
And they driving to Charlotte to go see Huncho and motherfuckers like that.
Red wigs everywhere.
And Ultimas.
Exactly. All of them flying up them 77.
They riding fast as hell.
Flying up 85.
All the Civic.
Ultimus, baby.
That's it.
They love Ultimus.
That's it. The 300 cap.
Half of the
with the little steering wheel with the little glit on that motherfucker.
Wheel. Ain't on the damn.
Fake roof.
Ain't on the license plate.
Ain't on license plate.
Yeah.
It's fancy. One got eyelashes on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They going to be flying now. You think you're doing something in that damn Camaro? Hey. That motherfucker walk your ass down, nigga.
You gonna be listening. What is that?
Are you
cicada?
Are you here?
Get it, sexy.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it, bro.
You got
this is new one now. Somebody gonna be twerking out the window.
Remember, I was saying, hey, that's some ass shake. This is new one now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's new. I heard that one.
Yeah. You ain't been doing that yet.
I ain't going.
Right. Oh, that what they do now?
Yeah.
Oh no.
He right.
That's something like that little boy that had that gun. That was dancing. He looked like what you call it?
Singing to Roddy Rich.
Something like that. Yeah, had that gun. Yeah, that was it.
High fashion.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. That how they sung.
What is world coming to, man.
Sexy.
Nigga, walk down that damn. You think you got a Hellcat? You would let that damn awesome get in behind your ass.
Right. Get run off the road.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. But shout out Sexy Red, man. I wish you all the success in the world, kid. Do your thing.
Right.
But she was she also was mad with Lord Jamar this week.
Oh, no. Look, Lord Jamar said some shit.
Yeah, he was on the interview.
He be so wrong sometimes, bro.
No. He was just, they asked him how he felt about Sexy Red. He's like, I don't really know much about him. He said, all I know that she said her pussy stank.
She said that?
Yeah.
And he said she industry plant.
Yeah, he said she a plant.
I for sure believe that.
Yeah, he said she a plant, but he said
it's fucking up. It's fucking up the women's side of the culture.
Yeah, Charleston.
We got the niggas. We got, and if that's the case though, I think niggas like Dirk and all them other who they letting sell all these records with music just really ain't that good. And you just talking about killing and destroying shit. Y'all industry plants too. Right. We making y'all big. And you know what I'm saying? So niggas think this is the wave.
Mm-hmm. But Dirk's biggest song is a positive type song though, ain't it?
With the All My Life shit?
Yeah.
One song he gonna cover for all them damn, it all might them Jeffy Gun calls Lil Dirk.
It might be. Yeah, I don't know.
Did. And that's the only reason his biggest song, because he fucked with Cole on it.
Hey.
Yeah, because somebody did say one time they thought that was Cole's song.
But like, they know what the fuck they doing. Like a lot of that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? The Tekashi whole shit, that shit kind of backfired on it. They was promoting the damn... You can snitch, you know what I'm saying, be a rat, whatever, still be straight, but that kind of backfired on them. But
that's why I don't think that plant shit really too heavy, because I don't put the plant shit on the planters. I put it on us.
Where did Sexy Red come
from? You put it on the consumer, right?
Say you hot, Track Dick been hot for a while. Yeah. He way hotter than we before we heard a Sexy Red song. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck just all of a sudden just boom took over the top?
Right.
They choosing who they want, you know what I'm saying?
Started with Pound Town. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To Doogie point.
Oh, go ahead.
To Doogie point, like I'm willing to bet it, but on her numbers, like the YouTube shit, mm-hmm, before she did like Pound Town, shit was like probably local or regional type shit. Okay, right. Maybe 4K or something, 8K, I don't know. But
I thought she said she wasn't even on the radio until them damn songs. Like,
of course.
How you not big enough to be on the radio? Where you from? Mm-hmm. But next thing you know, now you the biggest artist in the fucking world.
But then the booty hole brown is what went viral.
Yeah, and that shit went viral.
You know how many girls done said shit like that before?
Yeah,
it's just that she
like why choose this bitch with the goddamn boompy face?
And then she got, you know, like she talked about her lip gloss. She got.
Oh yeah, she do got a lip gloss.
And she went on call Yellow Discharge.
Oh, yo, God. Come on.
Yeah,
yo,
them names is crazy.
All right, yo, I see. Yo,
yeah, like, they got some sick ass names.
Hell no, bro.
Like, what, I think one of them called Gonorrhea Green.
Oh, Gonorrhea be green? I might have had
got
that.
Got
I just wanted to get a laugh out of you, my nigga.
I missed that joke.
I keep it funky though.
Mm-hmm. You hear what I said?
No.
Oh, God.
I said Gonorrhea Green, and I was like, I think I might have had that. This is a joke. This is a joke, man.
You would have known you would have.
I seen. Matter of fact, it's a shit out now. Ice Cube kind of talking about it, and they was asking him about CIA involvement with, you know, hip hop and shit like that. It's,
oh, that task force in New York.
No, just since the beginning of that shit. And it's him, Busy Bone, not Busy, what the one, Crazy Bone, a lot of motherfuckers talking about that shit now. But nigga said, Ice Cube out his mouth, like, don't want to say shit. He's like, all the big motherfuckers at the record labels, all them own privately owned prisons and shit like that.
Oh, shit.
He was like, so, you know, not saying, you know, what, he's like, but think about it. It just so happened that the motherfuckers on the CIA, you know what I'm saying? They own the record label shit, the prison shit. You know, lawyers getting paid. You know, it's like the machine too big now for them to stop it. Because if you stop the music and shit, then they ain't gonna be no more judges, lawyers. You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't gonna be committing crimes too much if the wave come different. You know what I'm saying? But he's saying like they had their hands in that shit.
God.
Look at this shit on YouTube though. Him, like I said, Crazy Bones, a couple of rappers on that shit. Just talking about the CIA involvement with and everything. Like, you know, you can't prove, but just like how did just a coincidence the damn. The same motherfucker over the CIA own this shit, and you own the record label, and you own this. Y'all started the same year, you know what I'm saying? Like,
crazy
shit. If you a principal of a high school, you inviting her out to like a pep rally?
Nah, she gonna come smell like weed.
Exactly. Nah, I asked that.
She already did that shit.
That's why I asked.
It's some people in this world that's that.
What happened now?
Remember the time she got invited to a school?
Who? To speak to the kids.
Who did?
Sex Red. And pulled up, smelled like weed. They told her she couldn't do it. She got mad.
Oh yeah, that ain't nothing to get mad about. I just wouldn't have told nobody. But that would be me. That's some me shit.
Just keeping it funky, keeping it real.
But so she met the kids like outside after school or something like that. And
Yeah.
But I asked, cause like I the past couple weekends we had like High Star, like a little kids game kind of youth basketball, and then we had like a celebrity all-star game that I was DJing at.
Yeah.
Then I DJed a block party. It's like each one, it's like, all right, these kids out here, all right, I could do some, like, I'm about to do Boss Man, D-Lo, and I'm telling them niggas on the mic, yo, look, if y'all niggas bad as fuck in school, I'm gonna beat y'all ass and then letting it ride. Yeah. Like, or like, I could play Get It Sexy only to a certain point until she like, boy, you know this super fat. Yeah. I ain't lying. Yeah. And then that's when grandmothers and aunties is looking at me. You know what I'm saying?
And that's
really nothing
version.
To play nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, that be coming out.
You gotta play old shit.
I be playing You're a Jerk, Stanky Leg, nigga, do the Dougie.
Shit. Yeah, you gotta play old shit, yeah.
You can't play that new shit.
Not around them old people, man. I ain't trying to hear that shit, man.
Y'all ever heard Boss Man D-Lo talk for real?
Yeah, I heard him talk. That nigga, they thought he was 38. He was mad. He like, man, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. I'm 25.
What?
Bitch, you look 38 for real.
Wasn't it a video of him like playing basketball or something he had on a Clippers jersey?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Is that his real talking voice?
No.
Oh, he was just putting on.
He was putting on.
Oh, he was like, this is a $10,000 jersey or whatever. Mm-hmm. He was, okay.
Yeah,
I thought he talked like that for real. If he did, I'd be like, yo,
hey,
that's
but
crazy.
The good thing about that, I guess the good thing and the bad thing about that shit
Big
is the damn, the old people start about to be us in a minute.
That go back.
But I'm pretty sure still though, I ain't gonna want to damn take my little child to no damn party and hear some boy, you know that ass super fat.
That's Booty Hole Brown.
What is the cleanest song she got?
Ain't no
Baby
Go to Hell.
That's it, Breathe.
Oh,
that
song.
New shit.
Oh, that song with Drake.
My everything.
Yeah. That about the cleanest song she
got. Yeah, that's probably,
I think she talking about
motherfucker.
She ain't.
I think she told
that the singing song or something.
Yeah, she gotta be. Yeah, she sound hard.
I never even made it to listen to that shit. I said, what the fuck is this?
Don't worry about it. You ain't missing that, Holmes.
Drake part.
Because even
we don't fuck with Drake no more. I want him say nigga no more.
Even Rich Baby Daddy got like a vibe, like the beat got a vibe, like all right, 90s, you know what I mean,
exactly
in the club type of.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start hearing the lyrics, you're like, all right, I got to turn this.
Yeah,
my pussy wet, turn you on, weird with it.
My mom over here.
That's the song. That's the Baby Daddy song.
Yeah, Rich Baby Daddy.
Bend
that ass over. Let that poochie breathe.
I heard that one.
Shake that ass.
Shake that ass with Dre. I heard somebody singing it like gospel and shit. Yeah.
Oh, I be wondering, like the real white people who just like really hate niggas and shit. I would they be looking at, but look at these dumb niggas. Like, look at this shit. Would you look?
Honey, would you look at this?
I wouldn't do they know.
Do they know what?
About like the sexy red type shit.
If they
shit.
Got kids or grandkids.
Maybe not. Cause so it was somebody.
Nigga, the owner of the New Jersey Jets brought sexy red to the fucking game.
Yeah, but I mean, he around black people all the time. I'm talking like the average regular white person. Like it was somebody that posted the other day that they just started watching Martin because they put it on Netflix.
Oh, no, you
know. Like to me, like with social media
they don't
and stuff,
know though. Cause it was somebody. Yeah. It was somebody recently the niggas didn't know. Like who is Drake or something. It was like a big motherfucker.
Yeah.
Should have known.
That's why I'm saying, like, they might not know too much about her unless she...
I think if you wealthy and you white, you feel like if you involve yourself with any nigga stuff, you know what I'm saying? You belittling yourself.
Damn.
She turned into the
that
proof.
That's what I think. That's how I would be.
But even the average white.
She like the proof to be racist, almost.
Yeah.
Like, if you be in your mind like, these niggas ain't nothing but, oh, you see right there.
But see,
right
that's
there.
It.
Kinda,
that
kinda,
shit.
That's why I say it's the plant shit, because that's what they want to portray.
Exactly.
And also, and that's going to portray us. Also, it's going to make our kids be like that shit, too.
Same.
Where I saw it work on the nigga side, these niggas drilling and spinning.
How about
saying
the Chicago shit?
Yeah. So we do it with the females now. Look, bro, look how many females on the damn BET Award. You ain't seen no ass the whole time. It started out with Megan... Megan Thee Stallion.
Ice
Lotto
Spice,
was on
Gorilla.
That bitch. Ice Spice. Gorilla. Goddamn.
Glow was showing
Six
ass?
Of red.
Huh? Glow was showing ass too?
Your Gorilla been on there.
Glow be twerking now, boy.
Okay, Glow.
She about to get that little damn surgery.
Yeah, Glow.
Too.
So it's like you think about it. One of Dirk Plant's Vine, that nigga got two niggas since the Bloodhound Lil Jeff nigga on the interview talking about some, if you don't got two bodies, you ain't a real stepper. And this, the other Arthur looking nigga, Vine off of 1700.
Yeah.
Saying the same, echoing what this nigga said. And a lot of them niggas ain't get on the porch till 21, off the porch since like after COVID. We talking about that these niggas
That's
even
crazy.
Said, like, yeah, I'm outside. You know what I'm saying? And then the Bloodhound Lil Jeff nigga already dead.
Damn.
You know what
I'm saying? Because the nigga that looked like Arthur, he. Say he fucked Sexy Red and his dick was stank for a couple of days.
Hey, yo.
Pause.
I think I did see that.
Say that shit. Dog, I'm telling you, like,
I think he fought the Raw too, then.
Yeah, too.
I don't know what's gonna change it.
Nothing. It ain't gonna get better.
The music just gotta change.
It ain't gonna change.
The next ratchet thing gonna get her. It's gonna have to come worse than that for her to get.
It might be a teeny little time where it get like a little bit more, whatever. But in the end, like,
I think the world just need a common enemy. Like, maybe some aliens do need to come down and get motherfuckers.
It ain't gonna happen
on some one shit.
I thought the worst was coming when FNF was out with Glow.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of grew on me.
She changed.
I'm fucking with all of that shit. Yeah,
she can rap.
Ice Spice is definitely garbage.
Y'all, she doing shit.
Name me one of her bars.
I can't.
You think you the shit?
What? That nigga on that shit I know, yeah. Nigga on Monday.
Yeah, she said she chilled us out.
I don't like that New York drill music myself. Like, ever since, like,
that shit by
it was kind of cool at first with Envy Kane and I guess, you know, when that, all that shit started off. But now I don't understand what them niggas be. All I want the deep voice.
It kind of go
Yo,
back.
Yo, son, I'll smoke you. Son, the Harry 077, he smoke too.
Like,
double them those two. Like, come on, bro.
It kind of go back to what we were saying earlier, like having shit regional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't so.
They then, stole like, even they, UK.
But they dancing is too flamboyant. Like my man said on Twitter that it looked like they Vogue, and if you really look like
they sassy shit.
They bouncing shit like up and down. Like,
sassy.
You ain't finna kill me doing no dance like that. Nah.
You feel me? And then clap. Yeah.
I don't care how fucking hard you is. You do that dance and you kill me, bro.
Dancing like they in the ball scene.
Yeah.
Shout out. Word to my dad. I'm smoking that nigga dead out right now. Word to my dad. Them bitches killing too. That music, man. The music, bro.
But yeah, man, we last thing I'm gonna get into, man, before we leave. B-Love sent me some shit on one of them social media sites.
And, I did?
Yeah. Billboard ranks the top 10 greatest hip hop albums of all time.
I know it's about to be fucked up.
Not really. It could be a couple changes. Let me run through it real quick. Number 10. The Great Adventures of Slick Rick. Slick Rick.
That definitely should be on that, man. Get the fuck
out. Oh, man. See, that's how.
That ain't no top 10 of all time, though, John.
Shit.
Hip hop
album. Man. It's top 10.
Go ahead.
Jay-Z, Blueprint, number 9. Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full, number 8. Doggy Style, number 7. All Eyes on Me, number 6. Life After Death, number 5. It
got to put a big in.
Aquemini, number 4. Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation, Lauryn Hill, number 3. The Chronic.
Hold up, Life 2. After Death?
Mm-hmm.
Not Ready to Die?
Uh-huh. And Nas, Illmatic, was number 1.
Who was number 2?
Dr. Dre, The Chronic.
No Wu-Tang?
No.
But you're going to put Slick Rick on that?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bro.
Slick and Rick, then Life After Death was kind of more of a Puffy album.
Mm-hmm. Ready to Die?
I think Ready to Die before
Life After Death. Mm-hmm.
I just hate niggas. I still got to put Big New York every shit. List,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I feel you. And I mean, I'm from New York.
Cool now, but I mean,
I'd rather
ain't really the best like that no more. Too many niggas ain't been out, bro.
That Great Adventure.
Slick Rick definitely not going to go on there.
That album, dog, that shit tough, man.
It is. There ain't no damn best 10 albums out of all time.
It is.
Life After Death is fire, though.
So that's better than The Chronic.
It is fire, but it got too much feel.
It ain't higher than The Chronic.
No, Slick Rick is better than The Chronic.
It ain't higher than The Chronic.
Chronic ain't on there.
Yeah, The Chronic number 2.
The Chronic was on there.
The Chronic number 2. Yeah.
Duke ain't feeling
it. Yeah.
That better than get Rich or Die Trying.
Slick Rick, Great Adventures and Slick Rick. Yeah.
No, the fucking ass.
Yeah, it
and is. I ain't like 50.
I can't say.
No. I can.
I can't say because I ain't listen to Slick Rick, but.
Yeah.
I was surprised Get Rich or Die Trying wasn't on the
What's
top
two 10. Songs off Slick Rick album?
Children's Story.
Mm-hmm.
Indian Girl.
Damn.
Who? Teenage Love.
Give it up. Give it. You won.
What
you
is,
won.
What is Indian Girl?
Hey Young World.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Treat her like a prostitute.
Yeah, this nigga right here.
Yeah, he popping him up.
Damn, this nigga. That nigga shooting from the logo. Indian girl.
Indian girl.
Indian girl.
Teenage Love.
This nigga shooting from the logo, Diggy.
All them ain't on the same album.
Yes, they are. No, all them on
all
that
them on
album,
the same
nigga.
Album, man. Okay.
All them songs on that album, dog.
If all them on that same album, then.
You want me to pull up the track list for you?
Well, he must have been having no more hits after the album, then.
What you mean?
What was on his second album?
I don't remember.
All his shit was on the first album.
I'm telling you, his first album was the greatest shit ever. Was hard, dog. It's in the top 10 for a reason.
That shit got a top 10 name, right?
Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa, one of the hardest hip hop songs ever. I got a video, but I just got reminded of me dancing at a concert to that shit.
That's better than the Fugees.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my God.
The score? It's better than the score.
Yeah, he had a lot of songs on here that, goddamn.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That shit was cold, dog.
What year was that? 87? 87,
88. One of them.
88.
Yeah.
88.
Yeah.
Hey, Young World probably the hardest one.
See? And look how many times they used that motherfucker. See, Children's Story was the biggest hit.
Hey, you want to listen to one? Yeah, but mm-hmm. Children's Story probably the
nigga
probably
the least. Nigga, Treat
probably one of the first rap songs I remember knowing.
You could play Treat Her like a prostitute, and that shit'll be relevant today to any motherfucker.
I ain't never heard that before.
I know you did.
Like a prostitute.
Dog. He talked about how the mailman was fucking his homeboy.
That's number one. God damn.
I'm telling the first song.
You start your album off with Treat Her Like a Prostitute.
Dog, play that shit, dog. The beat so hard.
That beat ain't no hard.
You crazy as hell. Nigga, 88?
Tell me that beat hard.
That shit hard as fuck.
Yeah. Metro Boomin' a smoke cub.
Yeah. Excuse me. What can I have your attention? Mm-hmm. There's just but this a few beat right here with no sample. Ain't no sample in it. It's an 88. It's all original beat. They ain't sample shit.
Yeah.
That's
dope right there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas now just take a beat from somewhere else and change it up.
That's 1988 heat right there.
Yeah.
That sound like a nigga wouldn't like this.
You say, hey, you want a demo?
That shit was hard.
The fucking drum. Same beat.
No, it ain't.
I know this the real one right here.
Yeah, that's it right there. Dog. This album was hard.
Oh my God, this shit right here hard.
It ain't but like, what, 13 songs, right?
Yeah, but they got like, it's a demos on here too. Oh,
okay.
So,
they, yeah, that's
so
some
it's
shit
12
they
songs.
Yeah, it ain't but 12, 13 songs.
No, 13. Yeah,
dog, I got that CD at the crib. I'm sorry, it's in the trunk of my car. Right now. I promise you.
Somebody need to do a beat with this.
It's definitely influenced. No, no.
Lost Boys did.
Yeah, Lost Boys did. Love, Peace, and Happiness.
But I don't think nobody will touch it now.
Are you saying as far as the beat yeah. itself, not the song yeah. I was about to say?
Oh, no. Ain't no, dog, this shit.
Somebody need to jump on this beat.
They try to get Lloyd to do that song.
Mm-hmm. Somebody need to do this again. It's time.
Your mommy. Have you forgot who put you on this earth, huh?
Jones the GOAT, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Said she bird.
I thought Digga had you in the, I thought he had you on the ropes. Name me three songs off of this.
Three?
Like, you was quiet for a second. I was like, oh,
he talking
shit.
About Deuteronomy.
Nigga said the first one, Easy Classics. Me and my sister just talked about this album Thursday. Like, we was on the phone and talking about how good this album
was. That
was
before the list came out?
No, it was after. That's why I was talking to her about it. Oh, yeah, my sister, she the reason I like this album. My sister used to play this shit cover to cover.
Yeah, because you had to be around somebody older than you to like this kind
of
shit.
She was playing the fuck out of this shit, man.
One of the first raps I ever knew was Dating Dope, Feeling Shooting Dope. We don't know the meaning of watching our
soul. Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah. But Slick Rick, you can't deny this one album. This album got to be there. It
got
to be, dude.
So what?
It got too many classics.
So yeah, Get Rich or Die Trying, I don't know why. Well, I get, maybe that's in the top 15 or something?
It should be. It can be in the top, but it's not taking out this album.
I wonder why they got Life After Death is not Ready to Die.
And they said
probably because
well, Outkast, they put Stank on you.
They ain't got no Outkast on the top.
Aquemini.
The one that, yeah. They want, you know, they want a Grammy for that joint.
Yeah.
Aquemini.
I'm like ATL and better than Aquemini.
Mm.
Did he send you that podcast?
On it.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a podcast. On the Barbie. They are doing all the Outkast like albums.
I just
talk about them.
I just sent it to him earlier.
Yeah,
I got to listen to it.
Yeah, I like ATL.
I still couldn't listen. I was running so late, nigga. I couldn't get right.
That was their top Outkast album was ATL.
Aquemini put them over the top, though.
Yeah, it did.
You feel me? Like, yeah, it did.
When they did that shit.
Skewed on the Barbie.
Yeah, we here now.
Yeah, they even had Raekwon on them.
They was talking to Dre about the South got something to say shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they asked about that. Yeah, she
had no idea.
She ain't even had a clue about that.
She didn't. That's the thing with having somebody that young.
And little do she know,
he paid
the reason he fucking said that. That's the reason your ass able to do the shit you do.
Uh-huh.
Because he said that shit. He made the South goddamn relevant that night, and they ain't goddamn stopped yet, man.
The common denominator, yeah, man. The nigga numerator.
No, but yeah, man, I appreciate y'all.
To your ego.
We ain't got no throwbacks.
Get up out of here. Nah, we gotta get out of here, man.
You got a few minutes.
I'm good, man. We
you who?
Ain't it ain't nothing but ago. Nah, just Coolio.
Coolio. Yeah. R.I.P. to Coolio.
Yeah, he dropped 30 years ago.
Which one? The one with the big jump?
Fantastic Voyage.
Oh, that was shit.
He killed that summer. That video came on.
That video was hard, bro.
That video was every fantastic. Yeah. The whole summer, bro.
Voyage. Yeah. You see them motherfuckers getting out of that damn old at school at the beach.
Slide.
Yeah, right. But yeah, man, that's
where
all
Coolio's from. You know. I know California, but where?
I don't know. Let me see.
Probably like he's from the Bay or.
Yeah, I said don't give me LA, bro.
San Francisco,
Sacramento, some crazy shit like that.
I'm about to tell you real quick.
But yeah, man, this song right here, I'm talking about 30 years ago, this song was killing the summer. I was on my way to high school.
You know what I think about? Video Music Box.
Yeah.
That is probably the first time I seen this video.
Yeah, I saw it on Rap City. I eat the MTV Jams on MTV in the morning that summer.
Yeah, definitely MTV. Yeah, MTV was playing this heavy. BET wasn't really playing this like small.
No, he was on them other people's.
Yeah. He was kind of like.
He's from Pennsylvania. Oh, but I guess he moved to LA. Okay. He was born in Monessen, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Corrupt was too. He was born in Pennsylvania. Philly. Yeah, he from Philly.
I don't know why they gravitated to him, but the other people did.
Yeah, they love that shit. I mean,
because it popped.
Yeah, it was good poppy music. Song. They can, you boy, you know they can't dance, so they
Gangsta
can just
Paradise shook him over that one.
Yeah,
that
it is
shit
right.
Came out.
You know, Fantastic Voice came out first.
Yeah, this came out first, but that's
like Afro Man music to me.
That took him to the next spot.
But he really rapping though. If you listen to him,
yeah, he rapping like a motherfucker.
Afro Man can rap.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
Afro Man a gangbanger.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. He from Ohio, right? I'm from Louisiana.
Afro Man?
Yeah.
I don't know. His ties in California, though. He's something. Some kind of crip.
Yeah, man.
Dude's like around the...
Shout out to
This Is How.
I love this.
Oh, he was on that board.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, all that was
I love this this era of music because, like, to be a singer and a hook, you really ain't had to sing like real good.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You just be enough. Straight enough, bro.
Yeah.
Ride with the beat.
Let your diaphragm fly.
Yeah. It'll just be somebody that damn. Some random ass nigga, Stevie Joe.
They're getting motherfuckers off the street.
Earl D, kill him.
Yeah.
Earl D and that bitch, goddamn. Come on, yeah.
My man that did Gangsta Paradise with the glasses.
The big dude.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Sweating.
He was shaking his ass off.
You know your shit was a hit when Weird Al do a damn parody of it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So,
but this is that G-Funk though.
Uh-huh.
This
coming off the G-Funk era. Yeah.
This in the heart of it.
Uh-huh.
94?
Yeah. Cause Above the Rim, Warren G, all that shit was jumping.
When we gonna announce the fact that Kendrick Lamar is doing good now, but he's just Andre 3000 2.0. How he rap, everything.
After you put
2.0 mean a better version then, right?
No, it doesn't mean you the second one.
But I mean, if I get upgraded. Something. Yeah, you upgrade 2.0, you upgrade. Well, I think he is.
He definitely not Andre upgraded.
Because he did it the opposite way of Andre.
Yeah, 3000 wasn't going to beef with you.
Like, Andre came
ain't
out.
Ain't nobody never tried to beef with him.
I know.
You right.
And that Dre back in the day would have beefed with your ass. This is the new Dre now. Shit.
Yeah, the old nigga from Southern Player List.
3000. Man, who?
They wouldn't want to.
Even like when I hear Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe and he put a little thing on his voice.
Okay. I hope that's the Electric Man Kendrick.
That ain't nothing but Dre, bro.
That is Dre.
I feel it. That's Andre 3000.
But I'm saying, but what I say he did it back was like he started out like that, like early on, and then later on he do some like kind of gangster shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of his shit. Like, if you didn't know he was from where he was from.
He started out like that, I think, because the times allowed it. Back then, you couldn't come out, you know. Everything with hip-hop and Andre and them came out was rugged. You had to be hard.
I ain't really thought of Outkast as being hard, though. I just thought of them as, like, just doing good music.
In the first beginning, it kind of was. Like, Southern Player List.
I thought it was more
like
player
that.
Than hard.
Yeah. But.
But, you know what I'm saying? But, I feel you, though. He is like Andre, a child of Andre.
Which all them is child children of y'all talking about the G-Funk, what's his name? Boosie Collins, whatever nigga,
P-Funk.
Yeah. I mean Snoop Dogg, all of them. You hear all that shit in their music.
That's what they used to listen to. Mm-hmm.
That Cali vibe.
It got that
Ohio.
That where they get that West Coast wine from.
That's
come from that shit.
Ohio niggas, man.
Cause them niggas got that. Them boys used to goddamn keep that shit in their music, man. Old Parliament fucking Delix. But yeah, man, appreciate all y'all for joining, man. High Star, thank you again, brother. Yo,
appreciate y'all for having me.
Tell them where they can find you.
You can check out Carolina Sports Talk on your podcast apps and all of that. Sometimes we be going live and shit. But from my socials, follow me at High Star Bars, at High Star Bars, HIGHSTARBARS.
Word, brother. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Easy, yep. As always, brother. Appreciate it. Tell them where they can find you.
Preach_VP on social media and DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
I got to catch up on that shit, too.
Yeah, you do.
Doogie.
SBN Frenchy Doogie, IG.
You still rapping?
Christmas gifts, birthday present.
Doogie the rapper. Hey, you missed Brand Ski last week, man. MC Brand Ski over there.
What he did.
He played his track for us and shit. He played his track for us.
Well, he rapped.
I was a feature.
Wallet Jewel, man. Appreciate you, man. Tell him where they can find you.
Full hands.
Hanging out in here.
You would have gave it one thumb down, not four.
You weren't snapping.
I snap a little bit.
Play
it. He gonna play after. He gonna play after he start recording. Appreciate you, Jewel, man.
Absolutely.
So it's your boy Jones, man. Email us at themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com. You hit us on Instagram.
So what?
At the Music Jones Podcast. JP Jones 81 on Instagram. My personal shit. Facebook Julian Jones. Real Juice Jones on Twitter. Till next time. Peace. Cause concern, it's boring. Why don't you listen and learn? Love takes happiness. That once was strong, but you too society. Even that's terrible.